Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting third. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Money. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ed Romero. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ned Yost. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Don Sutton. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Batting third. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom Pachyoruk. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jerry Dibzinski. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Kuzman. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. Molitor moves to second. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Yost and he is safe. Law steals second. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz strikes out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Law scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker moves to second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Pachyoruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyoruk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kittle. Money reaches second base with a double. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manning for the out. Two outs. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Money scores. It's Brewers, 1, White Sox, 1. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kittle, who is chasing the ball. Gantner reaches third base with a triple. Yost goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is called out on strikes. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Patchy Orrick. Moore reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzman spins and fires to second, with Dibzinski covering, and Moore is picked off. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Kuzman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Romero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Money strikes out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-1 in the game. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Luzinski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Romero. Luzinski reaches second base with a double. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0 for 1 in the game. Pachyorek hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper juggles the ball. That's an error on Cooper. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Law hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Law reaches second base with a double. Dibzinski moves to third. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. Cruz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dibzinski scores. Law moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cruz. The throw from Yost and he is safe. Cruz steals second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Luzinski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Law scores. Cruz scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. Tom Tellman now pitching. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kittle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0 for 2 in the game. Pachyorek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Money hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into left field. Romero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 2 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0 for 2 in the game. Dibzinski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 2 in the game. Romero hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kittle. Romero reaches second base with a double. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Romero moves to third. One out. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Romero scores. It's 6-3, White Sox. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yost moves to second. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Law hits a fly ball into left field. Romero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cruz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tellman fields it and throws to first for the out. Cruz moves to second. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cruz. The throw from Yost and he is safe. Cruz steals third. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Luzinski hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Moore strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ladd now pitching. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kittle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Kittle reaches second base with a double. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0-for-3 in the game. Paciorek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kittle scores. It's 7-3, White Sox. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Paciorek. The throw from Yost and he is safe. Paciorek steals second. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-3 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into left field. Romero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-3 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount misplays the ball. That's an error on Yount. Paciorek scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-3, White Sox. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0-for-3 in the game. Dibzinski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Harold Baines now playing center field. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Money hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tidrow fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Howell pinch hits for Ed Romero. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell strikes out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-3 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manning for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.